Always love seeing local products in the state of Nebraska being able to succeed at the world stage, much like our next guest, Nicole Brungard, joining us, Norfolk High, or actually Norfolk Catholic, Wayne State's alum as well, and just competing in the World Cup Calgary bobsledding event. And with a big event coming up, which we will find out if she will be a part of tomorrow, Nicole joining us. And Nicole, I know it was about a year ago that we talked to you, and I'm assuming, you know, nothing's changed, just kind of a boring life, right?
Yeah, pretty boring over here.
Well, and I guess, Nicole, tell us what you've been up to, you know, the last year since we last chatted with you. I know you guys had this event in Calgary just recently and getting ready for another big one coming up this weekend, it sounds like.
Yeah, so we started off the season. We went over to Europe. I was on World Cup over there. I didn't actually get to compete. I was just kind of, I didn't win any of my race-offs, but I came back here and did some of the North American races with USA 3 pilot. And then we came up here to Calgary, met up with the World Cup team, and we had some race-offs. And fortunately, I won at the right time to be able to compete in the last World Cup race here in Canada at Calgary. And then we are now in Whistler here for World Championships, and they are deciding the race break time here today, and it'll be announced today or tomorrow. So a lot of exciting things ahead.
Nicole, let's go back to just the North American tour. I know you won three golds in that last year. For people who aren't really familiar with the sport and how it kind of is broken down into different sections, what can you tell us about the North American tour?
Yeah, so the North American tour is basically, there's a few different tours. There's like the Europa Cup and the North American Cup, and then there's the World Cup. The World Cup is going to be like your varsity team. Mm-hmm. And then the Europa Cup is for people in Europe, and then the North American Cup is for teams over here. And that would be like your JV kind of team. But you can mix and match. There's World Cup people that do North American circuit. It's just a different tour, to say.
Hey, Nicole, what is the training like for something like this? I think we touched on this with you last year, but, you know, people hear bobsled athletes, and, you know, we talk a lot about football, basketball, things going to training for that, but what's you guys' training schedule like around the year?
Yeah, so it kind of varies. Since we travel so much, we basically just have a program that you're working with a specific coach. Today, I did sprints in the streets because it's nice enough here in Whistler, so you kind of just use what you can, but on tour over in Europe, we have actually weights that we carry with us and put them in our crates, and we'll just actually do lifting in like a parking garage. But we just use what we can. Over here in Canada, it's a little bit nicer. We have different gyms we go to, but basically you're just working on strength and speed and power the whole time. So we'll have kind of like a 3-day block and go off of travel days and sliding days and kind of work it out that way.
Now, I know you were a multi-sport athlete at Norfolk Catholic, and then when you're at Wayne State, did you just play volleyball? Is that it?
I played volleyball 4 years, and then my last 2 years, I also did track. So I was a two-sport athlete at that point.
Okay, and the reason I ask is when you kind of describe the training methods, how much of just sort of having varying training regimens from your time in high school and in college sort of prepare you for what you're going through now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was huge, especially with track. And I mean, volleyball, even the same thing. It's explosive power and different lifting, Olympic power kind of lifts. So any of the sprint technique and jumps, all that kind of stuff with volleyball and track has been huge for knowledge and to do transfer over to this.
Do you remember what it was like your first time going down the track, you know, coming from being a volleyball and track sprinter to the first time going down the ice chute like that?
Oh gosh, yeah. I'll never forget it. I'll still remember it like yesterday. It was terrifying, and I pretty much wanted to book a flight home after that first trip down. That is one I'll never forget, that's for sure.
We're talking to USA bobsledder Nicole Brungard, of course, Norfolk native. Now, when we speak of just the overall process now with what you have in front of you, I think everybody just assumes that, hey, you know what, the U.S. Olympic sports, they have funds, they take care of their athletes, so you don't have to worry about that. But I get the understanding that's not the case. There are always people, even your hometown of Norfolk, that are always trying to make sure that funds are where they need to be to support these types of athletes.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You kind of think, like, you know, the NFL and all that, they're getting paid all these millions of dollars, and we are trying to go to the Olympics and we basically get nothing. So It's a lot of people to back you up. And I've been fortunate enough to people to kind of get behind me and support me and follow this journey, this crazy journey with me of up and down roller coaster, because it's a daily grind of if you're going to make it, if you're not going to make it, if you're going to race. And so for people to just support me on this and allow me to use, you know, what God has given me, I've been really appreciative. So yeah, it's people, you definitely have to have people behind you to make this happen.
Well, and what is the support like for, you know, bobsled athletes? I mean, I know it takes center stage once every 4 years for some folks with the Olympics, but what is it like the other 3 years from, you know, the National Federation and sponsorship dollars and stuff like that?
Yeah. So if you make the World Cup team, or the national team, you do get some funding. But that can also change throughout the year if, you know, you get moved down or up. But they do offer funding for the national team members. But besides that, you're not getting paid any extra, if that makes sense. So the other, besides like the Olympics, every year there's the World Championships. Mm-hmm. Like this is the big stage, which is going on right now. So, yeah, it just kind of depends on where you're at. It's cutthroat every day. If you're going to make it, if you're not going to make it, you can get bumped up, you can get injured, and you know, that funding goes away. So it's just, that's why you kind of need people who are in it for the long term, sponsors for that kind of stuff. So that's, I'm thankful for that.
USA bobsledder and Norfolk native Nicole Brungard joining us. I always find the story interesting. And I remember at one point talking with Curtis Tomasevich in his path from collegiate athletics to bobsledding and being able to get a gold at the Olympics. Making that transition, I know we kind of discussed this last year, but for people who didn't get a chance to hear the story, just making the transition from college athletics to where all of a sudden something like this piques your interest. You know, where does that start? Where did that story begin for you?
It started pretty much 2 years ago. I was driving and I just, you know, when you kind of question, like, what am I doing with my life or what's going on? And I happened to hear a podcast about a female athlete who went from track, missing out on the games and track, and then going to bobsledding. And I couldn't get it off my mind. And so I kept thinking about it. I finally looked it up on USABS and figured out there was combines every year. And I looked at what you had to do. And I was like, man, I was kind of good at those in college. And I told my dad, and once I told my dad, it was game over. He's like, get training, we're doing this. And so that was where it all started.
Well, this coming weekend, it is the World Championships up in Whistler. And I know you mentioned to start off, we'll find out here either today or tomorrow whether you have been selected to one of those teams. But what is this event all about? I guess, you know, whether you end up or part of it or if you're going to be kind of just there as a supporter and spectator.
Right. So, you know, it's just like state championships for high school or national championships for college. It's, you know, it's the pinnacle of what you work for all season. It's basically a mini Olympics, just not in an Olympic year. So it's a big deal. We still understand we're a team, whether you're an alternate or not. We still need each other to, you know, take the practice runs and do all that kind of stuff. But this is definitely the what you work for all season to get to. And all the countries and people are here in prime condition, ready to race, hopefully to be a world champion. So we'll see.
Well, and Nicole, what is everything that you've experienced, you know, in the short part of 2019 and what you have in front of you that has an impact on potentially being in the 2022 games? I mean, what is sort of the next step for you into being a part of that?
Just keep doing what I'm doing, I believe, you know, just keep trying to make the national team, keep trying to compete, get better. Mm-hmm. If I kind of keep on this road and stay healthy, there's, you know, there's always a chance and there's always a big time chance that you won't, but just kind of staying on the track of getting better and progressing to where I'm at is I what will take me to the next level.
Do you guys have like an arch rival in terms of that you'll be competing against this weekend potentially? I mean, who is Team USA's bobsled rival these days?
Germany's a big one. Canada's a big one. Those are two powerhouses besides USA normally. But then you also have other small nations that come in and are just good too. So Germany for sure is definitely a powerhouse, and then Canada also.
I know that when you put your focus into this path, I mean, you have to essentially cut all the ties with any kind of full-time responsibilities like a job and everything. I mean, was that kind of a nervous moment knowing that, okay, you're not just dipping your toe into the water, you're going all in?
It was terrifying, but seeing what it takes to be the top, seeing people who have won Olympic medals, you see that they went all in. They take that scary step and they say, you know, I'm taking it and I'm going to give up everything I got. And fortunately, by the good graces of God, it's really worked out. I've had people support me and just really been able to dive in and live in Lake Placid and train full time. I would never trade it for anything because these experiences have been just life changing for me.
The last thing I got to ask, and I was just mentioning this to Joe on the last segment, and that is intense and as intimidating as fast as those things go. Like, I want to be able just to sit in the middle, maybe help with the push start, but just sit in the middle and then let the experienced pros do all the tough work. Like, is that something that, you know, people like me can we set that up at some point?
Yeah, absolutely. You can. There's definitely passenger rides that you can actually pay to do in off season. But if you know somebody, like me, who knows a few pilots, we can get you in the sled
There we go.
I'm gonna name drop. So if someone goes, yeah, some guy, some radio, you know, co-host in Omaha said something about being able to do this, then you know where that's coming from.
Yep, you're good.
Nicole Brungardt, once again with the USA bobsledding team. Nicole, we really wish you the best. Hopefully that we're seeing you compete this weekend in the World Championships. And just once again, congrats on what has already been a lot of accomplishments, the gold medals at the different tours. But we wish you nothing but success going forward.
Thank you, Nick and Joe. I really appreciate it. And you can tune in. It should be on the Olympic Channel this weekend if you guys want to tune in and watch. So
we will.
Saturday and Sunday are the races.
Yeah, one more quick one for you. Now, if you had to compare, because if Nick ever makes this, like, a go of this, I'm going to make him a bet that he's not going to make it down without screaming his lungs out.
Won't get back in.
No, I mean, so could you compare it to something? I mean, is it like a really intense roller coaster ride? Is it like sliding around on a rear-wheel drive car in a sheet of ice? I mean, what is it like going down the old track?
I've heard people say it's like getting stuck into a tin can and getting booted off a mountain, but I don't know really how you can combine that. No. But it's you'll reach to the point where you're like, I just want to give up. This is too scary. I don't know what's happening. I want to just let go. But the second time is definitely better. The first time, it's an experience, though. I love to see people's first time down because they're terrified.
Hey, this is my first year of 40s, man. I'm all about the challenges.
There you go.
Absolutely. Nicole, thank you for joining us. Best of luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You got it. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be back to cap off the hour on AM 590.
ESPN Tomorrow.